Welcome back. This is Care to Discuss for all of you who, for all of you loyal followers of the show, of the podcast. We're back. We were on a little
back
hiatus.
Like we never left.
Back like we never left. Let's go. We were like, what's that movie called? Have you watched The Replacements?
Yeah.
So
where that
was it?
Number
16 in your program, number one in your heart.
Yeah.
That's what we were, but then we disappeared. We were teasing something big was happening, and guess what the tease was?
That it's snowing right now?
That it's snowing. It is? Is it bad that I haven't been outside all day?
No.
No.
Wait,
no,
what's this tease? What's this tease, though?
The tease was our hiatus. It just happened to be, and no one knew what it was, but then I got married. So
whoa. Wow. So last episode I got released.
Like,
Nothing happened. And now you're married.
How did this happen?
Wow.
Yeah. So how's it feel? Oh, well, Troy thinks.
You're asking yourself a question.
Yeah, here to discuss with myself. I feel like it's pretty good. Oh, that's a cute puppy on the TV. So then, we are going to talk about the World Series and our predictions. I feel pretty smart. Football season. And then we'll go deep in diving into how much everyone should be fired from the Cowboys. And then Georgia. This is probably the saddest week of sports in my lifetime. The saddest, like, 14 days.
Yeah, because last week was bad, too.
Last week was bad. Oh, wait. By the way.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that.
So, I got married over the summer, and then, yeah, that happened. So it's still working. I'm still married. Right?
Nice.
How are things with you, Josh? How was your vacation from the show?
Oh, it was good. I didn't do anything interesting though. You know, just kind of took off, spent it with my family.
Yeah,
it was good.
I've donated plasma, so that's been a
treat.
I realize how much free money is. No free ads. But other than that, it's pretty eventful summer, I guess. Oh, but then I go back into school. That's something.
Well, you went out of the country for the first time. How was that?
I felt American when I was there. I ate a bunch of food. Holy crap.
That's what I'm talking about. Played some Pokemon.
Pokemon.
That's what I've been doing.
Oh,
been
Pokemon
playing some
Go.
Pokemon Go.
Let's go.
And if you haven't downloaded it or tried it, you need to go download it right now.
Free ad.
Yeah, free ad.
We've learned something about Pokemon Go, but that'll be a point of discussion later. The one cool thing about Mexico, right? It wasn't like the food, and like it wasn't like the all inclusive. It was like the last night we were there, and Thursday night football came on.
Oh yeah!
And they set up a huge TV in the pool, so you could watch the football game in the pool.
To the swim up bar.
To the swim up bar. To the what is it? To the little Mexican restaurant down the street. It's like, man, there was pizza.
That's what I'm talking
about.
There
was Mexican. There was like
Mexican pizza,
like Japanese food, American. Wow.
Hey. Yeah.
Dude.
They're good.
Good.
That's where I make my money. Goofy's Kitchen at Disneyland.
Ooh.
Get me them. Get me them. Mickey shaped waffles and pancakes.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're fire.
Ooh, baby. Like, and their bacon is so like soft. It's like crunchy and chewy all at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
chewy.
So good.
It's like the texture, like the consistency of it was good. You don't eat the eggs, but they always give you this fire juice.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, my brother over the summer found that juice, right? They used to have these little pops. They're called pops, POC. And they're these little juice thingies. And you open them up and you look on the bottom, they have like a baseball card in it. Or like it has a picture of a baseball player. They used to be like the Furbies or the Neopets of like the So then that was cool. And it tastes fire because it's like orange, cantaloupe-y. But I feel like, is Houdini a predictor? Or no, Cleo. I don't even know. Who's a psychic? I had to look for that word the other day. But the World Series is about to happen and the Braves lost. They didn't play.
RIP in peace.
Yeah. So.
Well, they didn't even play in game five either.
Oh, I mean.
It was just batting practice for the Cardinals.
Yeah, they went to Sportsorama down the street and started hitting homers on a 40 mile an hour thing.
They look like Troy Flacco-Dooley on his honeymoon in the batting cage.
Bombs. You know what the funniest part about that was? I don't even know what the dude's name is. We'll call him like Pablo. Pablo came up and asked him. He's like, "Dude, do you play professional?" I'm like, "Dude, no. I wish."
You did for game five for the Braves.
I did. I would have done the exact same thing the Braves did.
For cheaper.
So, this happened. This doesn't ever. You know, I've matured from Fanboy Troy when I watched that Braves game. And after I let the 10-run inning happen, and then I turned it off and did homework immediately after.
Wow.
How does that happen? But your Astros are good.
Yeah. They're playing pretty good. They didn't play too hot last night. Well, First inning, we didn't play hot, and then Justin Verlander shut them down. But, yeah, Astros are playing good. See if we can close it out tonight, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Greinke got traded. When did Greinke get traded to the Astros? Was it this season?
Yeah.
Wow.
From the Yankees.
So behind.
He was on the Yankees.
I thought he was on the Diamondbacks.
No, then the Yankees got him. Whoa. And then we got him from the Yankees.
Zach Greinke's
good. And or they were playing the Yankees when it happened. Maybe they were playing the Yankees when it happened. Yeah, no.
Oh, because
we got
him
from.
Him,
yeah, that's like, right. So no, we got him from Arizona still. But they were playing New York during the time he got traded. So they had to pull.
Oh, yeah, recap. Josh Donaldson did not hit 40 home runs, but I was sweating. Because he hit 37. You remember that bet when I said if he hits 40 home runs, I'll go vegan for a week?
I was hoping you would.
And then I said if the Braves won the World Series and he hit 40 home runs, I would go vegan for a year.
You should have bet if the Nationals go to the World Series.
I mean, I was pretty sure. I feel like a genius because what was your prediction in yours?
Mine was Astros Brewers.
Astros Brewers?
Yeah.
So
the Brewers choked, or else the Nationals wouldn't be in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because the outfield doesn't know how to field a ground ball.
Yep, exactly. Think about it like this. The Washington Nationals, when I said those two words, y'all laughed at me, and yeah. So, look at me now. And the Yankees are still in, so, I mean, they're still my favorite team.
Yeah, they're not going to win, though, so.
Have you seen on, what is it, pardon my take, free ad, that Big Cat has been, like, cutting up Yankees uniforms for like, Gary Sanchez, so, to take away his pinstripes?
Fans are so bad, though.
Yeah. Who do you think has worse fans? Alright, the Mount Rushmore, the Fanforsic 4 of worst fan bases.
Oh, that's at the end, so that's a little preview.
That's at the end, right? Okay, that's a preview. So, how do you think the World Series is going to pan out?
What do you mean? Come on, you know the answer to that.
So, the Braves in five?
Yes.
Oh, Lakers in five. Forgot about that.
Now you can say that.
Well, we're not talking about basketball because it makes me sick. But other than that, the baseball's going on pretty well. And so we're going on to football season, and just to, like, count how good my football season started, Cowboys started 3-0.
Okay, who'd they play?
I mean, they played bad teams.
Who'd they play?
They played...
The Dolphins.
They played a high school JV team.
That's what I'm talking about. Freshman B team.
They played Eli Manning's.
And then a fifth quarter team.
Who's the fifth?
The Dolphins.
Who was the second team they beat?
I don't know. Some scrub team.
Oh, the Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're racist.
And now they're playing. Now they're actually playing professional teams.
Well, I mean,
now look at them, 0-3.
Well, okay,
I love it.
I hear this.
I love it.
Oh, I understand that you love it, but I had 3 wins in a row I was like, wow, we can beat bad teams again. It feels good to do that. Then you play like the Saints. Then I'm like, okay.
And you can't even score a touchdown.
No, they didn't score a touchdown, and we still lost.
Yeah.
Kickers game. I love kickers games.
Yes.
The Saints had Teddy Bridgewater on one leg.
Who is undefeated as a quarterback.
Well, Teddy Two Gloves. And then they played, who else did they play the next week? Like, good.
The Packers. Mr. Bad Man Aaron Rodgers. Who's undefeated.
Of my week for terrible sports.
Who's undefeated in yes. Jerry World, and I love it.
I watched.
And you know what else happened? A good catch was made by a tight end to set up a touchdown, and it reminded me of flashback of that of
no.
that
no.
of that wild or that playoff game.
Why am I crying? Not really crying, but when I watched that game and the Cowboys were down 21-3 in the first quarter,
it was making me happy because I started Aaron Jones that week.
Yeah, I understand. I went to the Ricks building and did homework because the Braves were losing at the same time. So that
on a Sunday?
On a Sunday. I got so mad that they were both losing.
And you went to the furthest building away from you.
Straight up, go to that building. If you go to that building at like after 6, no one's in there and no one bothers you. And that's where my football plays are drawn up. So there's like little etchings of like football plays in 226, by the way, of the Ricks. Then the Braves wound up winning that night. But the week on that Wednesday, the Braves lost in the 10-run inning. And then that Sunday, they played the Jets after the quarterback has...
The Jets were, like, they had a winning record, right?
No, they weren't. So.
But they had a win, though.
No.
Oh, they didn't have a win.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
And they beat the Cowboys.
Yes.
Oh, that makes it even better.
No.
They were the winless Jets. And you guys couldn't even beat them. Right. But they didn't give up like a 92-yard touchdown pass, did they?
Oh, they did.
Oh, so their secondary is trash too.
They played against like a high school football quarterback because he got mono. How are you over the eight? How are you in college and don't have mono in the first place, and then you get mono? So do you think Sam Darnold got mono from making out with a girl or sharing a drink after one of his teammates?
Definitely, I would hope kissing a girl.
Yeah.
But I don't think that happened.
You don't think that happened? See, the thing is with things like that, have you ever heard of people that had mono before in school? And then they're like, oh yeah, I was making out with girls. And then their brother's like, dude, you just drank after all your boyfriends. And, yeah, mono. That was like, what's the equivalent of mono in like real world terms? Like
the Dallas Cowboys.
Pretty much. So you like feel pretty good, and then you get anemic.
Yep.
And then
you feel good once you get to playoff season.
Like, we were going to start like 6 weeks ago and give me the meter of how fanboy Troy's feeling about the Cowboys. Right now, life is miserable. I might not even watch the Eagles beat the Cowboys next
month. Well, you're an Eagles fan, too.
Oh.
Because we do have a screenshot of you saying that you're an Eagles fan. But you know who is playing good?
Who?
My Texans.
Who are the Texans? Oh, yeah, they beat the Chiefs, the Chuffs. They scored, like, 92 points against the Falcons. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's great.
Like.
And then Mr. Patrick Mahomes.
Kermit the Frog.
And he's rubbing some ketchup on his knee, and he'll be fine.
The great, what's that word? It's like the icy hot for the knee, but it heals your knee. Just ketchup. It's like the icy hot for your steak.
One sauce?
One sauce. When I first started eating steak, I ate it with ketchup first.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, no. I wasn't raised.
Chicken fried steak, I ate with ketchup.
Chicken fried steak, you put gravy on it.
Exactly.
Dude, that was the best school lunch. You know why? Because you would eat the other end of the fork. And so, who should be fired from the Cowboys this season?
Jerry Jones.
Jerry
hands
Jones.
Down.
I've already said this before. Like, I'll be sad when Jerry Jones is dead, but I'll be glad he's gone. You know?
Jerry Jones, not Jerry Jones.
Jason Garrett.
I'm thinking Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett needs to be gone. That dude is so bad.
Just imagine.
He is so bad. And I think Bill O'Brien is bad.
Oh, yeah.
And Bill O'Brien is right now better than Jason Garrett.
The thing that
Bill O'Brien has more playoff wins as a head coach than Jason Garrett.
Here, let me just give you one good thing about Bill O'Brien.
He goes for it on 4th and 3 in Arrowhead Stadium? Yes. Yeah.
He had
some big cojones on that one.
All right, plus one. He's a general manager of the team. I don't know what he did this year. He did something good, didn't he? Did he trade for someone?
Well, we have 2 stellar running backs now. Nice.
Like, Bill O'Brien's okay, but he's just like, he'll get you 9 to 10 wins a season.
And that's all you need in the AFC South.
Exactly, yeah.
But the AFC South went into Arrowhead Stadium and got 2 wins back-to-back weeks.
That's ridiculous. Like, I don't understand. Like, that was a show-me game. That's like show-me if you're real game. And you go into Arrowhead Stadium and beat the Chiefs. The thing is, you have to ride that wave the whole season.
But here's the thing. We were down 17-3 at one point. And we came back and won.
Is, like, Deshaun Watson getting the crap beat out of them? Or is
no, they actually blocked for him.
Wow.
They're blocking for him. That's what happens.
This is my offensive line.
Yeah.
By the way, the Cowboys' 2 tackles are dead. So.
Yeah, I saw that.
But, I mean, they play the Eagles, they're going to die.
But I know Stephen A. Smith would be on my side when I say Jason Garrett needs to be fired.
Garrett fired since, like, 2015. Instead of McDonald's, right? You know what you're getting from McDonald's?
No, they're the old Wendy's versus new Wendy's.
Yes. With old new Wendy's in Rexburg is so fire, and, like, you know what you're getting every single time. When you go to the other Wendy's, old Wendy's? Old Wendy's is good. New Wendy's is bad. New Wendy's, like, you get a good one, but then you get a bad one. Then it's just inconsistent. And something that I cannot stand is, like, if you're going to be bad, be the worst. If you're going to be good, win some games. Don't be, like, wishy-washy on me.
That's true.
Like, something that's been getting me fired up. With this whole 3-game losing streak and the Braves getting eliminated, it's that Georgia lost to South Carolina. And what the heck?
Oh, that was so bad.
Like.
And the thing is they whiffed the kick. South Carolina missed the field goal.
Yeah.
So that should have been for sure game over.
Yeah. Did we miss, like, another field goal?
Well, we missed the one that we would that would have won it.
Yeah.
And we missed it. So then they had another chance.
It's like they're going back to the old, like, Georgia ways. Like, they go 10-2 every season. And they're just going to lose to Florida and South Carolina every year. It's just like, you can't take the Georgia out of Mark. You can take Mark Richt out of the Georgia, but you can't take the Mark Richt. Mark Richt is still in the hearts of Georgia. That's all I know. He's still there.
What about South Carolina? Who's still there?
Steve Spurrier. My worst enemy. But my best friend, because he did win me AAF championship. So.
Yep.
Was it Orlando Apollos?
Yeah.
Like, do they do anything in Orlando with rocket ships, or is it Houston? That's Huntsville, Alabama that does that. Okay, so then, no, not Huntsville. Holy. What is it? Where's the place in Alabama when they do all the rocket ship stuff?
I don't know.
Me neither. Who cares? But how do you feel about, like, the Georgia Bulldogs deciding to stop playing?
It's frustrating. Everyone expects them to. Starting the season, Georgia was the team that was predicted to beat Bama this year.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of frustrating to see that they took South Carolina, you know, with a grain of salt, and you see what happens with them. And going against freaking Kentucky, they came and score.
I mean, they're going to, well, they do have, like, a hurricane, like.
Yeah, don't matter.
Yeah.
You should still be able to win.
It's just ridiculous.
You make your blocks, you can have a. DeAndre Swift running it.
Yeah, like, it's sad because, like, they're tied in the third quarter. We're watching it right now live.
Oh, there's a ball.
Basketball school.
Oh, well, he still dropped it out of bounds.
That's
scrub.
Ridiculous. What a bum.
But, yes, I'm very disappointed in how their performance was last week. And I know there's rain, so I would give them, you know, the benefit of the doubt. But we should at least have
right.
Something. We should have something on the board.
We're whining a lot. This is sad. Oh, by the way, what is it? We're talking about college football teams, right? There's something that we cannot have without, if we're talking about college football, there's something we cannot forget. Joey's BYU Cougars decided to play against Tulane. What is it? They beat Tennessee.
And Joey was at the game.
And Joey, loyal fan.
Joey, a loyal fan from North Carolina, traveled to Tennessee to go to this game.
And this
that is,
a
true BYU fan.
And this is the same team that lost to Georgia State also, Tennessee?
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia, or what is it, Joey did go to the Penn State-Georgia State game. And
that is true. Meanwhile, Penn State's probably losing right now.
Yep. Tickle Monsters.
Tickle
Shout Monsters. Shout out to, whose team is that? Is it?
Oh, that's Jake, the Sandusky Tickle Monsters.
We do not condone you know, what Jerry Sandusky did.
But that is a great fantasy.
Not be a good football coach. And then...
Oh, no, it's still 0-0. Yeah. Penn State's with Michigan.
Well, Michigan. Michigan was a big idea of football, but not, I think. I don't know if Georgia is. I don't want to like admit it, but I'm just going to take it. One day we're going to have Joey, the expert analyst, call in. That's a tease, right? So, one thing that we were doing while we were gone during football season is we coached a football team.
That's what I'm talking about.
Defensive coordinator.
And it was fun.
Well, you were the offensive coordinator, then interim
slash,
head coach.
Slash, yeah, interim head coach.
I was interim head coach for a fourth quarter once. Do you want to know what my record is?
What?
1-for-1 on a pass, like 42 yards, and promptly fumbled it on the next bulldozer play.
Good.
So,
you know what my highlight is on offense?
What?
Calling a play? Okay, this was last week, playoff game. Big moment, right?
Yeah.
We were playing Rigby, marching down the field, of course, per usual.
Yeah, by the way, they did cheat.
They did cheat, but that's not
irrelevant. Right?
Yeah. And you know what play I'm thinking of? Roll out goal line fade
Holy
with
crap.
Fourth graders.
Here.
And it worked.
By the
we
way,
scored on a rollout goal line fade.
This might be like underground and like part of an inside joke, but the rollout goal line fade is the dumbest play in football, and it works.
Yeah, it works.
That's how dumb it is.
It works for fourth grade.
Exactly. No one covers you. It's 100% when you're wide open. No, it was wide open.
Yeah, it was.
Like, did you pick that play on purpose for it to happen? You dirty.
I knew it was going to happen because all we did was run the ball the whole game.
Yeah, man, that was crazy. Yeah, that football game was like, you know, it was really great.
It was a good season though.
They went 5-1.
Yeah, we went 5-1. And then we were, I think, third seed in playoffs.
Yeah.
Because the other two teams above us were still undefeated.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good season. It was a lot of fun. You know, we learned a lot from coaching. Great group of kids. Next season will be fun too.
Yeah, what's like the biggest takeaway from like the season? Like something that you learned from it?
I learned how to dumb everything down.
Ooh, watering down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I learned how to not get so frustrated over something that they didn't know what to do at the time.
Yeah. That's a piggyback. Did happen once with me. Well, no. Yeah. If you're not prepared, you're not prepared. But one thing that I realized is that if you're going to correct something, you got to teach it the right way. You don't get mad at them for not doing something the right way. You got to, like, reteach them and then expect them to do something. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
How to step, progressively step into everything. So, like, you have to learn your ABCs first, then you learn how to spell, then you learn how to read. You learn how to write papers, and then you learn how to graduate. Then, yeah, that was cool. 464 of worst fan bases.
Yep.
All right. So, are we gonna go back and forth with this? Or
yeah.
Are we doing 4-4?
Yeah, let's do 4-4.
All right. What's the worst fan base? What's your no particular worst number one for you?
Cowboys, hands down. They're the worst fan bases on this planet Earth. Like, because they always think that they're going to win the Super Bowl, even if they go 0-3.
It works.
I hate them. And every time Stephen A. Smith talks about the Cowboys, It gets me so fired up because I can't stand any Cowboys fan.
So how do you feel about Skip Bayless?
Skip Bayless is stupid. Oh, sorry, I don't know who Skip Bayless is. Oh, I know who Drip Bayless is, though.
Drip Bayless is. I mean, he has fire shoes. He's turning into a character, which I love. As a Cowboys fan and then a secondary fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, because I enjoy watching them lose as much as I enjoy watching the Cowboys win. So I keep on watching the Eagles see if they lose, and I get pissed off when they win. And then when the Cowboys lose and the Eagles win, it's like a terrible
It's
day.
A double murder.
Like, yeah, I'm getting double murdered this Sunday, so. But I kind of like, sometimes I get annoyed with myself as being a Cowboys fan. I feel like, I don't feel like it's a personal attack anymore, but I get annoyed, like, I put so much investment into the Cowboys. Like, do you understand? If they cared as much as I did, they'd win the Super Bowl.
And that's what every fan says.
Exactly. No.
Exactly.
I'm not a dirty Cowboys fan. Those are embarrassing.
You need your jean shorts. Your
My cousin has a wife. Your
Air Force Ones, and then
which one, white or black?
The white ones, of course.
Because those are disgusting. Then, yeah. So number one for me.
And thinking you're Romo, Tony Romo's the best quarterback to ever play the game.
Well, he is. So, all right. If we're going back with that, Philadelphia Eagle fans. It's like, no way. The whole city of Philadelphia is already up.
Let me get McKay in this.
McKay is the only person that I know that is a real Philadelphia Eagles fan. It's like the idea of what I think of Philadelphia and what their fans are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not the real, like my uncles or McKay. He got married too, by the way. And
yeah, I did.
It's just like the idea of the Eagles in general. All right, what's your number two?
Jazz fans.
Jazz fans?
They get brought up every time during basketball season because y'all know how much I hate jazz fans.
Yeah.
And they're the worst. They're the worst NBA fan bases on this planet.
Does it make it – are they the worst NBA fan base because, like, we go to school with a bunch of jazz fans?
Yes. It makes it even worse. You know what they do? They cuss out all the players during the game, and then they wake up early on Sunday and go to church and praise the Lord.
Which one? Oh, wait. So hear this, right? I have this discussion with one.
And it drives me crazy because I just hate jazz fans. They're so rude. And, they just get me worked up.
Hear this, right? I was in this place with a bunch of missionaries, right? And I had an argument with someone that they tried telling me that Jerry Sloan, do you know Jerry Sloan?
Yep.
Is a better coach than Phil Jackson. And fanboy Troy, like, lit up. Because, like, 11 rings, 11 rings, 11 rings.
You could even beat Michael Jordan.
And then all this. So then they got mad at me and shamed me because I was not a Jazz fan. So I hate you, Jazz. I hate you, Jazz. I hate you, Jazz. I hate you, Jazz. Okay, my number two would be... Like, being a boy from Georgia, like, I think it's the idea of Florida fans. They talk so much trash, and...
You got a Gatorade over there, though, somewhere. Sure.
No, Powerade. I switched to the good
stuff. Oh, okay.
Like, I love the Gatorade, don't get me wrong, but it comes from Steve Spurrier. Steve Spurrier, I just don't like him. He ruins my Halloween every year. Like, he takes away all my candy. Like, I just let me enjoy Halloween once. Have, like, oh, yes, I'm getting Halloween candy. Then it ends, Georgia gets their butt kicked. In Jacksonville, yeah, that's why. They just get under my skin all the time. All right, go on.
My third one's the Yankees.
Ooh, yeah.
They are so mean. Like, they were throwing a bunch of stuff at the Astros players when we were on the field. They throw a bunch of stuff at our fans while we're there. They're just ruthless. They don't care about anything but New York.
Yeah, it's like... New York fans.
They're so I can't stand them.
I feel like the Yankees are like a more hostile version of Cowboys fans because they're so like crazy into their ways.
Yeah.
And then they think like Derek Jeter is the best shortstop of all time, but he was probably one of the worst fielding Hall of Fame. He's probably one of the worst Gold Glove winning shortstops of all time. And they piss on they take a crap on A-Rod, which I like A-Rod now. But then like it's just. You grow up with not liking the Yankees. You see that one kid, and because you don't like the Yankees, you associate that kid as being a jerk. Man, yeah, 11 times out of 10, he is a jerk, but then you go hear him on, like, TV, and it's just ridiculous. So, what's the third team that I don't want to say, like, Well, so, we're talking, that was your third one, Josh?
Yeah.
My third one would be, we're talking,
fan bases, yeah.
Fan bases.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, go. Go do your fourth one.
Okay. Warriors. The Warriors fan bases that have jumped on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Because they weren't a fan when Steph Curry was MIA the first 6 season of his career.
Yeah.
Because they were scrubs. They probably don't even know who Baron Davis is.
Who's that guy? No. I love the Warriors, though. No.
So, I guess this is more projected towards the fan, the bandwagon fans. Can't stand them because they weren't a fan before, and now they think they're the biggest fans on this planet.
Oh, I got one. Yeah, I understand that, like, the new favorite team, and they're obnoxious, but, like, the Warriors did, like, transcend the way kids that aren't really that tall should play basketball. They just hack up threes from half court.
So, my third choice would be whenever the World Cup comes around and everyone likes soccer again, fans. I cannot stand that. Like, first of all, I don't like soccer. And I've already fell into that trap in 2010 and saw, like, USA lose. And they think that the USA is good. And since, and then the culture that we live in, everyone goes to Brazil on their mission or go to Mexico so they become Mexicans and Brazilians. No, dude, you're white and you can't even speak anymore. You probably didn't even do anything on your mission. You just probably just played around and ate tacos all day. And then, like, oh, shoot, I know who Ronaldinho is, bro. Ronaldinho was playing in 2002. I know more about soccer than the person that's watching the game. And it's ridiculous.
No, it's you have those fans who are fans when it comes to World Cup time, right?
Yeah.
But only for women's soccer because they're good. They don't care about men's soccer because they don't know anything about the men's soccer. But when it comes to the Women's World Cup, they're all for it.
Oh, that's ridiculous. It's so stupid. Like, it makes me want to puke.
It's actually good.
Yeah. It's like World Cup soccer fans. Ugh. All right, my fourth one would be the Rigby fans, right? We lost to Rigby in the playoffs, but they had the audacity to get a fat kid on their team that weighed how much more?
Like, he was over the weight. Okay, so here's a little background. In fourth grade football, if you weigh over 98 pounds, you have to have an X on your helmet. And that X determines where you have to play on the field. So you can only play on the offensive line or the defensive line.
Yeah.
And so now this kid weighed in over 98 pounds, and then he was able to play. He played wherever he wanted.
Yeah.
Because someone didn't mark an X on his helmet.
Yeah, someone didn't mark an X on his helmet, so they came and played running back. It was stupid. And the parents were all, like, in their face. The parents, the coaches were stupid. And then the thing is, we could say Rigby fans. We'll just say the rival that you played against fans.
Yeah, the rival you played against fans. That's a
that's one. The one. You know that they kiss their cousins, they kiss their sisters, and you know they wear cowboy boots with gym shorts and their Jordans. They wear a Jordan t-shirt, Walmart brand shorts, and their cowboy boots they got from the boot barn, and some Nike Elite socks underneath them, and they think that they're cool? No. They don't even have 32 teeth. They probably have – they have 17 teeth, and – they have so many teeth missing that Waffle House couldn't even hire him because he looked so ugly. That's how bad it is. And it's ridiculous because they're the biggest trash talkers.
Oh, there we go. Georgia scored.
Let's go. Football season is back, boys. Let's go.
DeAndre Swift. That's what I said at the beginning. Just give it to him. He'll score.
Have you seen his dad's biceps yet?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Sorry, but back to our rival.
Yeah, like, it's just like the kids that talk the most trash are the ones that, like, suck. And the ones...
He has 124 rushing yards.
That's a lot.
12 attempts.
That's at least 10 yards an attempt. Right? But going on with that, the kids that talk the most trash are the ones that stay in their city and become losers and have three wives by the time they're done with their life.
Talking about.
Yeah. And they...
Those are the guys named Chad.
They have to hire... Chads. So, yeah. So, Chad McGee over there has to go to his AA meeting when he's, like, four... No, we'll say about 32 after his three divorces. And he can't get a ride... And he has to walk or ride a bike to his AA meetings because he can't drive anymore. And, yeah. There's so many names I can think of. And, yeah. This was a very... Discuss field podcast. We're gonna be a little bit more positive next week because the Cowboys are gonna win.
Well, leave it on a good note. Astros play in 3 minutes.
So. Ooh, and Georgia's winning by 7. So, thank you guys for listening and coming back. We'll see y'all next week.